The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining us today. Beautiful Sunday, as usual. Beautiful day, every day, as long as you're alive and you can hear me. Welcome to the Barrington Awaken show. We want to wake you to a higher level of consciousness. We want you to open your eyes and live your best life, your best self. We want you to journey through life not carrying baggage or heavy load or stress or something that is going to prevent you from living your best self. We want you to wake up, realize that there's more to you than you know. Realize that you are connected instinctively. Realize that you're part of the universe, where the universe is actually within you, as opposed to you thinking that you're in the universe. You're all a part of all of it. Every single part of this universe that was created is created within you. You're a product of this land, much like a slice of cake off the full-size cake. You are a part of it, and you are made from all the ingredients. Wake up and realize that you are strong, you are powerful, you are large. Wake up and realize that within your own toolbox, within your own body, you possess every single tool to create anything you want, to live any life you want to live, to experience anything you want to experience. Within you, look within. Our search for divinity and greatness does not exist outside past you. Everything of greatness, the top shelf, the leader, the boss, lives within you. The person that you look at beside you has nothing greater than you or nothing lesser than you. We want you to wake up and realize that you are the God that exists. You are powerful. You make all the decisions for the life you live in now. Imagine what it would be like if you could make all the decisions for the life that you dream about. Wake up, open your eyes, realize that you're the top shelf. Wake up, realize that anything you want to accomplish, including repairing yourself, making yourself happy, rid yourself of fear, rid yourself of stress. All these things are within you. And all you have to do is wake up to it. wake up and realize that it is there for you. There's somebody knocking at your door as we're speaking. Please let them in. Not in the physical sense, please. I don't know those people. Wake up is what we're saying. Become real. Become the true self. Learn your purpose. Learn why you're here. Wake up. Do not take another person's advice as how to live your life. It is selfish on their part for assuming that they may be better or could give you directions into a better place. That person who's offering such betterment is probably egoic or not informed. You are an entity by yourself, though we're all connected. Your purpose can only be given to you by your higher self. Your need to know, your want to know, your truth only could be given to you. If you find yourself a part of a group where somebody's telling you they are misinformed and they're not well and they're just trying to trick you into seeing life through their eyes, not possible, not effective, not for you. We want you to wake up. Wake up and realize that whatever you become, it's a thought that you've been carrying. If you don't want to end up there, let that thought go. Wake up. Know thyself. Know your purpose. Wake up. You're sleeping away your life. You are going through it without understanding who you are or what is your purpose. You're going through it being led like a sheep. That is not your purpose. Wake up. Know thyself, find your purpose. I talk about spirituality. I get people to understand how to get involved with it. And I want to say, while I have this platform, and I will repeat it later, spirituality is not a religion. It is not something to follow. It's not something to be told to you by someone else. It's not something you follow. It's not something you believe. Nobody is going to convince you of spirituality once you're in it, once you understand it. It is a way of life, the way nature intended it to be. It is a way of life, the way nature intended us to live among each other, with each other. It is the way of life that will show you the truth. You can't see it, but you can definitely feel it. Like the heat that's in your house, or the cold that's in your house. You cannot see it, but I'm darn sure that you're very understanding of its presence. Spirituality is not just, I don't want to belittle it. It is a way of life. But once you've taken this step towards the path of understanding it and feeling it and hearing it, you will wonder why you haven't come home a lot sooner. I welcome all my old-time listeners, long-time listeners, people that tunes into Barrington Awakened Show every Sunday at 3 p.m. We're here on Reality Radio 101. Thank you for joining us, everybody. Thank you from all around the world, people who are listening. If this is what you're looking for, then you have found it. If this is what's making you comfortable, you have found the place that we call home. Welcome to all the listeners. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. Today, we're going to talk about before I give you the topic, I want to answer a couple of questions that were thrown at me last week nearing the end of the show, and I didn't have enough time to answer them properly. I don't like breezing through the questions because I know why they're being asked. I know people, even though you're the one who asked the question, it's going to benefit, the answer is going to benefit a whole group of people. We're all connected. We're all the same. We're feeling, we're hearing everything at the same time, because as spirituality is, we're all connected as one. So three questions I had, and the first one was from Stan, and he says, why are we here? In a nutshell, I made the question a lot shorter. But the nutshell part of it was, why are we here on Earth? We're here. We wanted to experience the human life as a spirit, as a guide on the other side without a body. We wanted to know the feel, the touch, the emotions. We can't forget those. We wanted to experience what it's like to be human. This is the only place that we could come to as well to turn our thoughts into physical activities. We could use the mud to make clay, or we could use something to make glass and something else to make rubber and something else to do all this. This land, this spot, this place is the only place that we're able to experience that. We wanted to come here to live the life of a human. We choose to come here. This is a choice that we've made. And when it's all said and done, you go back and you repeat it. Whatever filth or bad manners or anything you may pick up when you've come here, you have to let it go before you get back over there. You have to go back through the same portholes that you've come through, and you can't bring certain things back, like envy, greed, but you know, all those things are attached to the body. Once you've exited the body, those things has to be given back to the land that you got it from. It's like going on a beautiful vacation and you could build sandcastles on the beach, but when you're finished, you leave it and you come back home. You don't dare try to bring the beach back here or the beautiful sunshine, which I sort of wish a lot of people would, but you can't. The point is, it's over there. You have to leave it. When we've come into the physical world, we attach ourselves to the body. We journey through life with this body. And when it gets too old, broken, diseased, or maybe an accident, we lay it down and we return to our spiritual world. We've come here to experience what it's like to be human in this body. And yes, you did choose the body you're carrying. You did choose the body you're carrying. It was a choice that you made. It wasn't handed to you when you go through those closed doors. You did choose to be who you are. And while I'm on this very same topic, I want to say that your children don't come from you. They come through you. You may think they have some of your characteristics because you've trained them for many years as how to act, how to behave, how to carry on. But your children, they do not come from you. They come through you. And yes, you have to feed them and change their nappies and take them to Little League sports or call the cops when they steal your car. Oh, never mind. And you move on. But they come from you, through you. They choose your path to come here. That's it. They come through you, not from you. And our job is to line them up, put them in the path that they're going to go, like we would if we were the bow, and let it go and let them fly as if they are the arrow. They come through you, not from you. And this could clearly answer a lot of questions why you've had three of them and they're so different, or four, or six, and they're so different from each other. If you extract what you've taught them as a parent, you will see their identity is not even close to each other. They don't come from you, they come through you. So that was answering the question. It's a little bit dragged on there because we were answering Stan's question. When he just asked, I was asking last week if I believe in reincarnation. And we just explained that whole thing, Winnie. That was part of the question. I have to go through and say, yeah, we return. We go in a circle. We're on a conveyor belt, if you wish. And if you come here into the physical body, when it's over and done, and you go back and you continue the circuit, the spiritual world is running in a parallel line as this one that we live in. And when you circle to that life, you live the spiritual life and you come back here. Are you consciously aware of it? I don't know. When you take an ice cube and you throw it in the ocean absorbs that ice cube and that little bit of water becomes a part of the massive ocean. We're pretty much the same when we return to the spiritual world. I don't know that we have eyes, so that's going to be hard. We're all one. We're all a part of one. And because we're a part of it, the circle continues. Yes, reincarnation is as real is real. Because you have to assume wherever a tree falls, another one will grow. And as we're busy burying somebody, another one is having a baby because the circle must continue. reincarnation, yes, I do believe in it. Okay, so brings me to this now question from Carla, and she was asking, she had said that religion is confusing for her. And I do get that. It is confusing. It's not an absolute. It's not consistent. And I may get a lot of flack from other people because I'm saying this. I'm just trying to tell you that if you consider this to be dieting and it was effective, buy the diet book and put on, get a diet, and it works for you for the rest of your life, there would only be one book. But because there's so many different books out there, you have to assume that the concept of reading a book to diet is not going to be for you. It may help one, but what about the millions who didn't? And there's so many different versions of how to do it this way, that way. The same context work when I speak of religion. There's so many different ones, different kinds out there. And you have to live this way. You got to believe this. You got to do this. You must do that. You must follow all these things. It cannot be an absolute when, for example, we're going to war to fight another country and we're going to kill people. What if those same people believe the same religious concept that I believe and we're praying to the same God? Do you think the God then would send you to go kill those people because they, I don't know, they're short or whatever? You know, would that make sense to you? That the same God is sending you to kill yourself. And I think it's in the Hindu Bible that I read that it says, if you are my brother, we have no need to war. And you are my brother. Religion is confusing because, like I said, it's not an absolute. Which is the right one? And I understand, and you may agree, that everybody who follows a particular way of believing knows within themselves that their method is the best. Not only are they saying it's the best, they're saying it's the only one. Well, how is that possible? If there's 6.7 billion or 7.5 billion of us living on this planet, who selected that group to be the one that survive? And what about the rest of us? So it's not an absolute. It's very confusing. And I understand that it's very confusing because it is. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. I'm going to take a 2-second break here to find out if we have any emails.
Hello, and we do have a couple of emails here. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. You could send us an email as well. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And Carol did that at the beginning of the show, and she said, Barrington, you said it was nice and sunny and beautiful where you are. However, we are in Prince George, British Columbia, and it's raining cats and dogs here. So thank you, Carol. We are a worldwide radio show, so of course everybody has different weather where they are listening from, but thank you for that. Lewis writes in and says, let's see here, he says, Barrington, I listen for your positivity every week. I love the show. Do you ever get depressed? That's from Lewis. Thank you, Lewis. Let's see. Danny says, if we're not supposed to really take anyone's advice, and please don't take this wrong, why would we take yours when we listen to you? I love everything you teach, and I do take your advice. I think your show is awesome. Thank you. That's from Danny. And last one here is from a Rachel. Rachel says, I've questioned God several times in my life. Think about it. If some people are praying to go to war and win, what about the people that are praying to the same God for no war, no casualties, and no danger? Who wins? And that's from Rachel. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Rachel. We're going to get to that one first because it's very big, deep and powerful, like all my other questions. Well, we are praying to the same God, but the religion that was given to us many years ago, or the way of believing many years ago, was told that we're more right and that group is definitely not right. So we need to go and fix them. And if you've ever heard words like crusade and stuff like that, they went out and they started this thing. Now we call it war, as you've mentioned, and we're fighting against each other, though we're the same. It's hard to convince those that we're the same because they have been convinced that they're better, superior, stronger, and have a bigger army or something like that. So we're fighting against ourselves, but we're not understanding because we're not awake. You are fighting your brother or you're fighting your sister. We're just not awake. We're your neighbor. You have to assume your right hand and the left hand is connected to the same body, much the same way we're connected to the group of people that we may be fighting against. And they're connected to us, to the very same body, only that one's on the left and one's on the right. And we think, based on advice that was given to us, that we're doing better. But we must try to educate others and bring them into our method. And that's where it becomes very confusing. Because if we're same source coming from this great wave of existence, you have to know that you are the same. But somewhere along the line, we were taught to think that we're better or different or superior, whatever you want to label it as. But you're connected to the same source. Try to convince me that potato is better than squash. You can't. It's relative to opinion. So you follow one of them, much the same way we follow our leaders, our teachers. But yes, we are absolutely fighting against the same self. You go on out there now and have a fist fight with your left hand versus the right hand. I guess the stronger, most used arm would win, but it'd be silly doing it because you are doing it to yourself. Danny, yes, I do say a lot. Don't take advice from anybody else. And it's going to sound contradicted, but thank you very much that I have an answer for that. I generally just sort of open a door for you and let you take a look or a peek or hear or listen. And yeah, you're here. You're curious. You've said you love the show. And I'm not dragging you in a path of opening the door. I'd like to consider myself a light at the end of a dark alley, in the dark alley that just show you a way to get to where you're going. I would love for you to tap into spirituality and learn it on your own. My method and my teaching and my journey is quite different than yours. That I know because I'm a unique one and so are you. So you are just here to get this information presented to you. Imagine me walking down the road and handing you a flyer. Some of us read it and some don't. Some throw it in the garbage. Some get mad that you're even trying to offer that advice or whatever the flyer is saying on it. Well, I would only present this to you and say, open the door. But importantly, what I say every week is look within yourself to find the conscience in your heart that will teach you how to do what is right. I don't know what is right for you. I don't know your purpose. That's like, I will never know that. But I do have a duty just to present it to you. Yes, I could stand out there with the flyer and says, here, pick it up. And if it's the right color, you may, or if it's the right shade or the beautiful texture of the paper, you might. But a lot of people get this information and they just throw it away. How else would you suggest I get this information that I find very important for everybody? And because I'm stepping on this side of it, I see, I feel, I hear the benefit of it all. And I open the door to show you. I won't drag you in or trick you to come in or, you know, do anything. I just simply said, hey, listen to this. Tell me if you like it. And your introductory to it will open that door to a place where you'll find happiness. And I said earlier, it is not a religion. It's a way of life. It's the way life was intended to be. Open the door. It's not the advice that you get from other groups. And I would like to say what I am saying on the radio all the time, you can prove it to yourself. Try that with any other religious belief. You only know the truth because you've convinced yourself it is the truth. How many times have we heard people go do very bad acts and blame it on God? At some point, you would have heard about this wonderful God. Would he tell you to go do that? Open the door, understand spirituality, see what it is, and if you can honestly look at it and realize it's not yours, run. I would say that, but I know that's not going to happen because I think everybody is out there looking for awesomeness in life. You have found it. Welcome home. I hope that answers your question. Okay, so Lewis is asking, do I ever get depressed? And yes, we all do. We all do. Actually, I was going through a wave, this thing we have in Canada called SAD. I don't know if you're used to it in your part of the world, wherever you are. But yeah, in the winter, we get a little sad because we don't get as much sun. And we're blocked in and we're clogged up and a whole bunch of other things happen. And of course, you know, some of us take on the Christmas bills and just seems like life gets a little bit harder. We're not as active. A lot of us, we're not walking around. We're not jumping in the sun and being, you know, so we get sad. And this happens to me. What happened is I would wake up and realize, wait, something's off. You know, you start craving this food and you don't want to do much. Then you've realized that you're slipping down a slope. For me personally, I went out and I joined the gym. I've always had a gym membership. I just started going again because I know it's temporal. I run on the machine. I do some pull downs and try to work out with my son, pretending I'm their age and hurt the next day real bad. But that's a separate story. But I got up and did some physical activity. Now that COVID has given us a break somewhat, we can take that advantage, go for a walk. Go for a stretch. So for me, to answer your question, yes, it does happen to me from time to time, but I realize it. And as soon as I realize that I'm not on par as to where I'm going to, where I want to be, I get up and run. And the reason I get rid of it as quickly as I can, because once you start going down that rabbit hole, it's harder to turn back if you're deeper down. You can at any given moment, but it affects your decisions that you make. It affects the things that you take on, responsibilities. It affects a lot of things because you're not thinking clearly as you used to. So the point that I'm trying to make is the minute you acknowledge that you're not at the par that you're supposed to be, act, and act now. And you may have to put in a little bit of strength to break it, but you want to change the routine or the cycle of it. And yes, the energy come back. You get back to yourself. The happy dance is on. Yes, answer your question, I do get depressed from time to time, like every living human being. You know, you look at the beautiful rose when the sun is shining on it. The minute the sun goes down, it closes itself a little bit because it's not as happy. When the sun comes back up in the morning, there you go. It's happy again. It's bright. Or any plant, they sag at night because, you know, their stimulation or stimulant has disappeared for now, but eventually it'll come back. And the same thing is with us. We're just as alive as everything else. We're attached to all of it. I do get depressed from time to time. Carol, thank you out there. That's quite hilarious. And yes, the sun is out here. I appreciate that. You're out in BC and it is raining as heck, as you said. But, you know, this is just a very clear image of what balance is all about. So you're getting your share. Mine will come. Ours will come eventually. We did go through a lot of snow in the last month. More than I think we've had here in Canada's history. One day's fallen, but it's the balance, and you're just having that right now. So eventually your turn will come, and this conveyor belt will bring you joy and happiness, as it should. But thank you for that. It did make me chuckle a little bit, because we do have a balance, and there's other people out there sitting in the tropical country somewhere drinking something cold and refreshing in shorts, and we can't do that up here. So yeah, reasons to be upset, but we won't. We won't let it upset us because we know this too shall pass and the wheels will turn for us here in Northern Ontario, Southern Ontario, Canada. Thank you for that, though. It was entertaining. Today we're talking about the confusion, and it's a show that I'm taking from Carla's question from last week, and she was saying how confusing our religion could be. And it is because of the inconsistency of it. I just had an email from a gentleman, Danny, who wants to know why he should take our advice versus, or comparing it to other people giving you advice. And, you know, how could he determine the truth between what is being said at that source and what's being said at this source? And I had to sum it up real quickly by saying, at this source, you could prove it for yourself. And try that anywhere else, it won't happen. Because when we speak of spirituality, it is a consistency. It is an absolute. It doesn't change. It never changes. It's always been. It's what it's been since the day whenever it began. And it will never change. We have evolved. We've made airplanes and drones and missiles and all these things. But the idea of living the way nature intended has not changed. We used to do it many, many, many years ago before some great minds got a hold of it and start realizing they could chop out a section of it and make it benefit them and create a book and give it to a group of people so that group will follow them. And here we are today. Now, I'm not going to name names. I'm just simply saying it used to be a path that we're all connected to, and we saw equality. We saw no fear. We saw unity among all men. We saw no wars. We lived the way nature intended us to live. Sure, technology is fantastic, but you have to take the crooked with the straight. Has it brought us great things? Absolutely. But, you know, it's also brought us some things that are not that great. You must take the crooked with the straight. We're talking about religion and beliefs, and why are they so confused? Why are they confusing, or why are you confused when you try to follow one? Or you're very confused when you see somebody who is pretending to follow one and doing all the bad things, or you hear them say all the bad things, and they say, oh, well, I could be forgiven for whatever I have done. All I have to do is just ask for forgiveness and it'll be mine. Yeah. Well, that's not true, because if that was the truth, then you would see all the bad, evil doers in the world just waiting for the end of the day to say, okay, fine, forgive me, I'm in, I'm on your team, let's go. You know, and it doesn't really work that way, because there's this karma that you will have to pay for the wrong that you're trying, that you have done. So you can't wait for the end of your day to say, okay, I did very bad, I did a very bad thing, many bad, bad things. But hey, according to your rules, I could just ask you to forgive me and it's a wash. Not true. Karma has a role to play in all of that. But what we're saying is, if you get involved in understanding what it's like to live without fear of your neighbors, without fear of the other country people, without fear of anything, you just live, you'd have a much happier life. You'd have an amazing way of seeing how to live among people. You could choose to go anywhere in the world and walk around and do whatever you want, and nothing harmful will become of you, because you're walking among like-minded people who will not see the need to hurt you or take from you or to mislead you. Wouldn't that be fantastic? If somebody could just come into your life and reduce your stress, lighten your load, get you on a path that is consistent, allow you to live and be happy all the time. How to live without being afraid. How to have this amazing life and live all your dreams. Do everything you want to do. Live as healthy as you possibly can. You would want to look into that. You would want to. If all your dreams are going to come true, all your fears are going to go away, you would live life as healthy as humanly possible. Could you learn to like that life? Well, that's someone who's going to come and grant you that wish. That someone is you. That someone is you. That someone is within you. You have the ability to create all these things that you want, including living life as your best self. That is available to you. Those qualities showed up here at your birth with you. When we speak of spirituality, I don't consider myself giving you the advice. I am encouraging or saying, please go into your own toolbox. Look at the evidence that is there. Look at everything that you want. You have to learn how to get into it. So we open the doors. We welcome you home. We talk to you about becoming more spiritual minded. It will repair right off the bat. You'll see that your health will start to change. The way you look at food, the way you look at rest, the way you look at anxiety and things that are not really serving you, you will have a different perspective on it. And you will definitely be gaining your own confidence within yourself. You definitely will be losing the fear out there. You will notice this as you take this walk. You can see this. And Danny is suggesting that the advice shouldn't be taken according to what I say. But I urge you to open the door for yourself. And if you see the things that frightens you, run away. Because I know if I were to show up and said, I'm going to lighten your load and make all your dreams come true and you live happily ever after, you would probably want to pay attention. That's what's on my flyer, but you're not reading it. That's what's being offered, but you're not mindful of it. This is not, spirituality is not a religion. You've been a part of it since forever. Because actually, when you showed up here, you were just pure, a soul that accepted a body that journeys through this life, make you a carpenter or a dressmaker or a duvet maker. And this will get you through life. Okay? You show up, you go through life. Spirituality is always been. And if you can imagine, I will say the same for, it's like water. Water will change its form from the liquid to the solid and then to a gas or however you do that part. But it still remains the same. And it will go through every single stages of life. When we become, attaches ourselves to this body and we're living in this body, we are a part of the body. When we get to certain age and we can't go any further, we lay down that body and we continue, much like the water going from the liquid state to the gas state. If you were to go out in the desert and spit, it will make it back to the nearest ocean somewhere because that's the destination. Much like our spiritual world, if you can imagine it being a bicycle pedal, then let's say that. And when you're on top of the pedal, you are in the spiritual, the physical world with the body. As you push the pedals down, when you're at the bottom, you're in the physical, you're in the spiritual existence of the body. And it just cycles like the bicycle wheel. Just cycles. One, your body, next, your spirit, one, your body. But when you are a body, you're also a spirit. So when you bring those cycle pedals to equal distance, one in front of the other, you're both living. You're both in the same existence as we are both in the same body and spiritual sense as we exist here in the body. We have that ability to equalize it as opposed to the absolute only body at the bottom and the only spiritual existence at the top. We can learn how to be very spiritual within the body and get all the benefits of being a spiritual existence, a spiritual person, a soul, as you want to call it, while we live here on earth in the body. That was the intent. Well, somebody got a hold of us and gave us a lot of misguided information when we were very young and told us to walk this way, walk that way, climb here, run up the hill, you know, go up and work hard and save your money and live happily ever after. Well, that's kind of pointless. Well, we're not supposed to be climbing the hill to achieve something. There's nothing up there. We're supposed to go with the nature, the flow of nature of the river, go down the river and end up in the ocean where you experience all of life. The journey isn't to go up the hill and to get all those great things. Imagine the fish being born as a little fish, and it's trying to swim up that heavy current, the resistance, the boulders, everything that's up there, including the bears that wants to eat you, and there's nothing up there. The idea behind it was to take the natural flow, seek it the path of least resistance, and have the current flow you to the ocean where all that there is exists. At the end of your journey, you return the favor, and the circle continues. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. This is what we talk about. You're listening to Barrington on Barrington Awakened. Thank you for joining the show. We have a book out there, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. We talk about how to become a spiritual being and how to be more spiritual and how to live with honor among yourself as well as with others and to treat each other with the respect that you deserve for yourself. Wake up, everybody. This is what we talk about. Just wake up. The book is available to you at Amazon.ca. Check it out. We have a website, Barrington Awaken. Barringtonawaken.com is our website. Every show that we've done, it's listed there, including today's show, is to be aware. It'll be there for you tomorrow and for every day after that. Check it out. If you've missed something, you want to hear something again, you could go there and get your favorite show, download it, and check it out. You will enjoy it and take it with you. It may give you an uplifting beat sometimes when you hear the things we talk about, like wake up. Awaken1308@gmail.com. That's how you could send personal information to us if you wanted to email, if you wanted to send some, ask questions or have any questions answered. Please contact us there if you want to. That's our website. We're looking at it all the time. Awaken1308@gmail.com. Thank you for that. Have we got any...
We do have a couple of emails, folks. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, and you can email us right now in the studio. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com, and Tina did that, and she said, you talk about a human toolbox. What should be in it? That's from Tina. You answered Polly's question. He was inquiring about your book information. So thank you, Polly. Hope you got all of that. Let's see here. Mike wants to know, Barrington, is there any relation in moods and seasons? And that's from Mike. And Chuck says, what is karma actually? We always hear, well, if you do this to someone, it's going to come back to you and do the same or worse. So what is it actually, and who says what it should be? And that is from Chuck, and back to you.
Okay, Chuck, we're gonna touch on that one. Karma is the debt you'll have to pay for the deeds that you've done. And actually, it could work out in a positive sense. I think if, you know, I'd love to think that Mother Teresa had a more pleasant ending, a more of a karmatic value than say, Hitler or somebody, you know, who has done horrible things around the world. So the karma, though, is the debt that you will have to pay. When you take, it's the balance of yin and yang. When you take from me, somebody else will take from you. When you've done something wrong, somebody will make you pay for it, much like our justice system was supposed to do. But karma is the spiritual debt that you'll have to pay. And you'll have to pay that back while you're still in the body. It is not after the body. It's not you know, around the corner, over the hill, next door, next town. It is when you're in the body, because the act and the ill, whatever you've done that you have to pay back, you did it while you occupy that space as the body. So you will have to pay your karmatic debt before you leave the body. Maybe if you're looking at somebody who's been very, very bad and they're having a break, the body's breaking down on them, that could be the possible payback that you pay. But yeah, it's not a monetary payback. Here's $20. I'm sorry that I killed your rose. No, it's the payback, because the world needs to be balanced. And we have this karma, and you've heard it many times. Karma is going to get you. There is truth. You can see this like a boomerang. You threw that out there, man. You better be ready to duck. But unfortunately, you can't do that where karma is involved. You have to pay back what you have taken. You have to give back what you have taken. And the more you take, the less of you that you will have. Karma is there for you to check. And I'll tell you for sure, you're always being watched. Every time, every step, every minute, your spiritual guides are always with you, and your karmatic debt does not go unnoticed. Other people may not be mindful of the debt that you're paying back, but at most times you have to come to a conscious realization, wow, I'm being smacked in the head because I did that to somebody else, and so forth and so on. And this karmatic debt has to be paid, and it is prevalent in our existence. We can't walk around it, duck from it, or hide from it, or blame somebody else for it. It is your debt. It's attached to you. And physically, you record every single step that you've taken from day one until day end. I hope that answered your question. Is there a mood associated with the seasons? I don't know, because I think in the tropical countries right now, people are happy and they're joyful and they're, you know, because of the weather, not, I don't know what else, but they're joyful and they're happy because of the weather and they're living a great life. However, in this part of the world, because it's cold, the body is sort of designed to protect you from that cold. So you'll notice somewhere where it's starting to get cold, you may grow some more hair, or you definitely will be eating more food to put on a thicker layer to fight off the cold better. More, you know, like a lining, a bubble, blubber. Boy, that was easy to say. And so on. But we are affected by it because we're here. Now, we need to see the sun every day, but we don't, because the sun is our deliverance from the vitamin C, the same the vitamin D, the same, and a lot of other things. But the same thing that would make the flowers grow is the one that's going to put you in that good mood. So if you're not, we leave the house in the dark and we come home in the dark, and most of us are inside under fake lighting or fake sun anyway, and then you come home. So you go through a phase where you're not being exposed to your natural vitamin D, which is necessary. And if you are dark skin, darker skin, if you're light skin, you will need less of the sun than the people who are darker, because it's taken that much longer for the sun to get into you, to the vitamin D. So I will always say, listen, go out there and pop a few vitamin D pills every day and just be happy, because you're not getting the sun that does it naturally. Are we affected by the moods? Yes. When we don't get the sun, we get a little sagged down. Like, take your favorite plant and stick it in the closet for a day and see what happens. It's just not going to perform the way it is supposed to perform or do what it's supposed to do. The same thing happens with our body. You know, I like to say this, and, you know, don't get me wrong, we're just a big vegetable, and we have to be responsive to all the elements that exist for us to be a part of all this world. We do get affected because we're less active in the winter times up here in Canada, or maybe out in BC where Carol's locked down by rain, you know, but it is what it is. And it is going to affect you. To answer your question, is there direct correlation between the moods and the seasons? I can see the seasons affecting our moods. I think if I left this country, though, and went to another country, in a tropical country, I'm not as affected. Therefore, I have to conclude that we're not exposed to the same elements all 24/7. So maybe it does have an effect on us. But if we're not here, we don't feel it. It doesn't exist. It brings about that questions of we've been asking for many years. If the tree falls in the forest and there's nobody present to have seen it fall, would it have made a sound? Well, if you're not here in January or February and you're not affected by what exists here, and the season just moves around. It's, you can have a philosophical answer because both answers are correct. No, there was no sound to the fallen tree because they didn't hear it. Or yes, of course, a tree fall would have created a vibration that would have given a sound. Therefore, it did make a sound. When I come back from my vacation, I'll ask somebody how they felt. I hope I didn't confuse you, but I don't feel that the season has an effect on us. I think because we're here, we react to what's available and we choose that because we could leave. It's not written in stone. That's my two cents on that. The moods and the season. Tina had an email, a question. What should be? I'm sorry, Gary, do you have that?
Yeah, Tina was wondering about what should be in our human toolbox.
Right. That's the word that I was missing. Thank you very much, sir. I'm really glad you're paying attention to that. Tina, the toolbox that you're referring to is, and I use the word toolbox, I mean, I'm talking about the entire body. Everything that's within the body has come with the body. We don't pick up anything and put it in that toolbox. It's already there. We do not. Don't try to take anything from out of that toolbox and throw it away. That is the package or the instructions, if you want to call it, of how to live your best self, how to live your best life. Within that toolbox, that package, it also has the instructions of how to, of your purpose, of your purpose as to reason, as to the reason why you're here. Everything is in the toolbox. So if I'm understanding your question correctly, you're asking me what should we put in. Don't put anything in there. Just get in there and see what's there and learn how to use it. Do not put anything in your toolbox because that one was designed specifically for you. It was designed specifically for you. And let's assume you're going to be an electrician. You have tools that electricians would use. Now, if you go out there and pick up the plumber's tools and throw them in the electrician box, you're confusing everybody and you're making things that much more difficult to understand. Don't put anything in your toolbox. Your toolbox is fashioned, made, created, delivered by you. It's when you're going on a vacation, you pack your suitcase, right? And you put everything in that package or camping if you're going. Everything that you're going to need, you put them in your suitcase. And when you get there, you have them. Lately, they're saying you can purchase it when you're there, but forget that. Just assume you bring everything that you're going to need. Same concept is true when you leave the spiritual world and you come into this world. The instructions of existing in this world is in your toolbox. That's within yourself, within the body. Learn how to go in there, slow your mind down, learn how to meditate, learn spirituality, understand your best self. Because when you go into that box and you see, wait a second, why am I doing this? That tool doesn't sort of allow me to do that. You'll definitely drop that, whatever it is. The toolbox, and I made a comment when my youngest son was birthed, and I was in the room and I asked the doctor, well, where's the instructions? And he laughed. But at that time, you know, I didn't realize that he was fully well contained, my newborn, my son. Everything you need to know, which is the entire wisdom of the universe. It comes within you because you are a part of it. You just have to learn how to get back into receiving it, get back into understanding it, get back into knowing how to utilize or to use those tools. Do not put anything in your toolbox. It's already well equipped. And when you're leaving here, by the way, you bring the same toolbox of information back with you. And then to the, you know, what it talks about, what's in it. And I keep saying toolbox, and I hope you're not, you know, thinking of a big giant wrench or a saw or needles or, you know. It is just the instructions on how to live the human life. How to be tolerant of one another. How to live your best self. Do not go into that idea of going to open it up and find a shovel or pickaxe or guns or whatever, you know, notepad. None of them are there. What is there is just for you to understand your human self, just for you to understand who you are, to know thyself, just for you to understand that when you've come into this world and you're a little baby, you don't know much about this world. Therefore, you're going to need these instructions as to how to live, how to have a beneficial earth visit, productive, as you picked for yourself. What's in it is telling you that you are the superstar. You did create that and you did bring it here with you. Unfortunately, we've lined ourselves with a lot of other people or a lot of other existence on this planet that doesn't have a chance or know how to look into their toolbox, because everybody's toolbox would have the same bits of information except your purpose. As far as how to live, to be conditioned, how to be a human, how to eat is a very important part of that toolbox. It's very, very important. Make that how to eat. Because when you start eating properly, you're well on your way of mastering living your best life. You're giving the body live energy food that works with the live energy body that makes an awesome self for you. Once you go into it and you understand what you shouldn't be doing, the minute the BS goes away, all that is left is the truth. Everybody wants to know the truth. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants a place that they could call home. Everybody wants to live healthy. Everybody wants to find the truth. The truth resides at home within you. And this is why I say, welcome home. Have we got anything else on the email pack?
No, we do not. And so right back to you.
All right. Thank you. So that's a long road I took to try to explain one of the questions that we had. And we tend to, at times, lose our focus. Tina had a real concern as to what should be in the toolbox, but Tina, everybody's toolbox has got the same thing, and you just pick up one that you find to be the best method for you. It is just conditioning the life as how to live the best life. So we've talked a lot about that. We're not going to talk about it again, but we're talking about wanting you to connect to your spiritual existence, into your spiritual self. The soul has come here and now is occupying a body, and you're working together to journey through the physical aspect of your existence, because you have to do a body to live here. You must carry one. I'm sorry. And, you know, it's life. And you chose the one you have. You did. You picked it out yourself, and you're happy with it. A lot of it has to do maybe with what you're eating and where you live. And, you know, things like that. And if you've fallen into addiction and you think that this is it, it's not true. It is not true. With the addiction that you have, you sort of go ahead parallel in understanding who you are, learning who you are, learning what you should be doing in life. And eventually, once you've come to understand, and don't expect this flip overnight. You went to bed, you know, with this situation, and you wake up and you're better. This instant gratification, won't work for you this way. You've taken some time to build this road. You're going to have to take some time to correct it. So be realistic in your views. When you're talking about losing a lot of girth or size or pounds, you have to be realistic in what you do. And if you try to run it off, burn it off, cut it off, it's a matter of time before it comes back, because you haven't told your brain what you're trying to do. He has to know the agenda. And once he knows the agenda, everything just falls in place without fail. Study spirituality. Take good care of yourself. Live a happy, humble life. Do not have hate. Don't be carrying your hate for anybody, because the hate that you intend to carry for someone, it's doing more damage to you. Let it go. Wake up, everybody. This is what we talk about. Thank you for spending your Sunday with us. All I want you to do is to live your best self, to live your best life. Study spirituality. Learn how to maneuver your way through life without carrying unnecessary luggage every day of your life. Wake up, be happy, love everybody, love yourself. You're above ground. You're having a great day, regardless of the situation. And remember, your cup has to always be half full.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.